Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, friends, welcome. It is another great day to be alive in the greatest nation on the face of the earth and one of the best states in the nation, despite the insanity of politics of this state. Folks, listen to this. When you've lost the Corvallis Gazette Times, have you lost it all? Kate Brown, folks, is skating on thin ice, as we would say, since winter appears to be here. It's a little cold this morning. In all seriousness, Kate Brown is skating on thin ice. There are not one, not two, but three editorials today. One from the Corvallis Gazette Times, one from the Mail Tribune, and one, of course, from the Ben Bulletin, hitting Kate Brown on the whole issue of the Oregonian story about how her governor's office, and we talked about this, is taking advantage of this loophole meant for small towns and small governments and school districts, right? On public records requests. Now, the governor's office has a huge budget. It's an ever-growing budget. She has a huge office. She got lots of people. And like I pointed out yesterday, you know, she can call up any state agency that has made a public records request from the governor's office that deals with a state agency. She can call up that agency and say, go find the stuff for us. And they will have to do it. Why? Because she's the boss. I mean, it's no more complicated than that, right? Well, she's claiming, though, oh, we need time. Okay. She's getting hammered for it. Now, here's the question. Does this, in your mind, does it make any difference in you helping people maybe make a decision in the last few days prior to the turn-in of the of all of these signatures for the Kate Brown recalls? KateBrownRecall.com. KateBrownRecall.com is the one website, and FlushDownKateBrown.com. FlushDownKateBrown.com, all one word, is the other website where you can go to and you can download the petition. The question is, are these revelations enough to push people over the edge to finally say, you know what, there's just something really wrong here, and the only way we're going to fix it is let's have a vote of the people about Kate Brown, about our leadership, because leadership matters, does it not? In fact, it's everything. Now, I say that because there's two examples here. One, with what's going on with Donald Trump, in him saying, I am not going to participate at any level in this impeachment process that Nancy Pelosi has announced. Why? Because it's unconstitutional. You have to hold under the Constitution. You got to hold a vote in the House of Representatives. They haven't done it. So Trump is showing leadership and saying, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, we cooperated because we had nothing to hide with the Mueller report, but that was an official process, although it is called into question now whether it was really constitutional or not. It's leadership. Trump is leading by example. He's standing on his... and he is fighting. Now, we've talked about this before with Oregon Republicans who, up until the recall campaign, seem to have had Stockholm Syndrome, where they identify with their captors so much to the point that they have no resistance. They don't fight them anymore. In fact, they kind of join them from time to time, which is why Republicans have done some nonsensical things over the years. Well, they stood up. They showed some real umption, I guess, fight in them, like Trump did. Okay? They launched the Kate Brown recall campaign. That's the first reason. The second reason about leadership is, let me ask you a question about this, because it's another story that I got out of the Statesman Journal. And the headline of it is this: why In-N-Out Burgers puts Bible verses on the cups and the wrappers. Now, obviously, they have their reasons for it. And by the way, there are some great national companies that are very successful, that are faith-based, Christian-oriented. Chick-fil-A is one of them. How they've come under the assault of the left. You know, they have those great commercials with the cows that say, eat more chicken. And, you know, all of these things that are out there. Well, okay. Now we've got In-N-Out Burger. And there are other companies that apparently are not. Hobby Lobby is a great one. Primarily owned by a family. Yes, they're a public company, but primarily owned by a family. They're faith-based. They're Christians. They use their enormous wealth to bless other people's lives. That's a good thing. Now, you juxtapose that against the George Soroses and a lot of other people on the left, and I'm going to be honest with you, some on the right, that are very selfish and are doing anything but trying to bless other people's lives. But at any rate, here's the question I want to ask you about this that I think is relevant to us politically in Oregon, especially in Oregon. If you're a business, are you afraid to publicly stand up for your principles and your values of faith? And if I could get producer Phil's attention, look at your screen, because I typed you a message, Phil. So I'm serious. Why would In-N-Out Burger... I mean, in this political environment where America is deeply divided, Oregon is deeply divided. And I know we don't have a lot of Chick-fil-A's in Oregon. In fact, I'm not sure we have any, although we might be having one soon. But we do with In-N-Out Burger, okay? In blue Oregon, why would you as a business put yourself in harm's way? Because that's really the only way to think about it. Because the left just goes nuts over this kind of thing. And they'll boycott you. Why on earth would you do it? Or do you expect that despite the bad public attention you get on Twitter, on social media primarily, more than anything, that if your name is in the paper, it's a good thing? Isn't that the old adage? I don't happen to believe that, to be honest with you. Just I don't. I go back to how I opened the show about Kate Brown. If you've lost the Corvallis Gazette Times, one of the most liberal newspapers in this state. Now, none of these are good things. Because there are people, it depends on what's in the paper. But if you are standing up for what you believe as a business, and you're viewing your business not just as a... And I don't mean to rationalize things here, okay? Because I want you to understand there are some principles behind all of this that we're talking about here. What do you hear me talk about constantly? The timeless principles of liberty. Now, friends, that's always something you can share with other people. In all of these debates that we have politically, remember the theme of the show is persuade the persuadables. It's the reason I do this show. So, what are your principles and values? It's never wrong to talk about the timeless principles of liberty. They are rooted, arguably, if you go back to the founders' writings, they are rooted in an understanding that your rights come from God. Now, if you were not a person of faith, you wouldn't have said that, would you? No. So our founders were obviously people of faith. And if you look at their other writings, you know that they were. They stood firm for something, a principle, a value. If you're a business today in America or in Oregon of all places, do you expect that you will have, at the very least, some kind of a positive outcome from you doing things like what In-N-Out Burger does, putting Bible verses on cups and wrappers. Now, let me take that a little bit further. What would happen if you were, say, an Oregon business that has contracts with the state of Oregon and you do that? What would happen if Kate Brown got wind of that? Or maybe just a politically, she doesn't even have to know it necessarily. Just the politically correct people that she installs as the heads of these agencies who believe in her version of governance, which I call regressive totalitarian Marxism. And this is why I opened the show saying, when you've lost the Corvallis Gazette Times, you've lost it all. You see, she is a committed regressive totalitarian Marxist. Those are her policies. You know what you get out of totalitarian regimes? You get the public spin. You get the spin for the public. You get non-transparency. You get an expectation and working behind the scenes with the major news media that they are going to shape up to whatever you say they have to say. Whatever talking points you put out is what they're going to talk about. And we see that in the mainstream media today in America, don't we? With this Trump situation. Well, the same thing has been true until recently in Oregon. Three editorials today are hitting Kate Brown on the issue of not being transparent. In essence, without saying it in so many words, every one of these editorials, read them. Go to OregonWatchdog.com. They're all there. Every one of these editorials talk about how she ascended to the governorship after John Kitzhaber's obvious corruption and non-transparency and trying to hide it and cover things up. She pledges to be transparent, and then she does just the opposite. And now we find out over the weekend that she's using this loophole in this new 2017 law the legislature passed in regards to the Kitzhaber situation. Friends, that is not being transparent. That's what Tim Horton dictators do. And that's what Kate Brown's doing. If you are a business in Oregon, are you afraid? Private business, are you afraid to put things like Bible verses on cups and wrappers? Maybe your business doesn't lend itself to that. That's fine. But what if it does? What if you put something on some communique that you send out there, or maybe some product that you sell that is a Bible verse? And what if you have a contract with the state of Oregon and the state of Oregon doesn't like that? Would you lose your contract over that? Is that worth it? Interesting, isn't it? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It's 6:20 in the morning. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. What do you think?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yeah, we are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It's 22 minutes past 6 o'clock. Want to send me an email, by the way. It is jeff@1220.am. Dwight, I just wanted to say thank you for the great quote by Thomas Carlyle. It says, "No pressure, no diamonds." And he goes on to, and I appreciate your very kind words, just to say, great show today. It was yesterday's show. It was a wonderful overview of the bigger battle we are fighting: individual liberty, freedom of thought, a gift from God. And it's precious. worth defending. It says, I continue to pray for you, the success of your show, Donald Trump, in our country. And he says, P.S., picked up some new listeners for you. Thanks, Dwight. I appreciate that. More than I can tell you. The success of this show, by the way, has nothing to do with ratings. I mean, it really isn't. I talk about the things that I talk about for a reason. I get up awfully early in the morning to do this show. I do. And I do it for a reason. Because it's important. It's important to stand up for the things we believe in. It really is. And friends, if you're not willing to do that, what good is it? No, I'm quite serious. What good is your faith if you don't share it? Seriously. What good is your belief in the principles of a constitutional republic, the rule of law, if you don't talk about it? Well, it isn't. It isn't good. You have to do these things. And to me, I just want to share with you, that's the whole reason I do this show. It's because I want you to persuade the persuadables. I mean, if you just think about, if each one of us have conversations with people that are in our world, whoever that is, and we're able to ask them, pose thoughtful questions, like, why is it that every major newspaper in the state of Oregon, including some of the most liberal, are writing editorials now, against Kate Brown not being transparent when she said she would be? Now, that's a question you can ask to start a conversation. What does it tell you if every newspaper in the state, and it virtually is, folks? That's why I opened the show saying, when you've lost the Corvallis Gazette Times, folks, you've lost it. You can't find, I mean, Eugene Register Guard, Willamette Week, I mean, there's some really liberal newspapers in the state, and you can't get any worse than the Corvallis Gazette Times. And when you've lost them, why would you do this in the middle of a recall campaign? Why would you continue to do these things? Well, it doesn't make sense. And there's one of the reasons that, again, I do this show is because I want you to be encouraged to stand up for your values and your principles, for the things you believe in. Because believe me, the left does. And one of the ways that you can do that is to stand your ground, friends. You know, the great verse in Ephesians about putting on the full armor of God and standing your ground. Yeah, it's true. You stand your ground. And one of the best ways you can do that is to come this Saturday to the Ames Ranch, to the Oregon Liberty Coalition, to the Gathering of the Eagles. This is a combined event. We're in our 10th year. The late Ames Curtwright really had a vision for this event, to be a networking celebration of our founding principles of both the Bible, faith, and politics. So the Gathering of the Eagles is going to be this Saturday. It's going to be the Ames Ranch from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're doing two things primarily. Well, three things. The first couple of hours, we are training with various organizations, including Freedom Works, who's flying in from Washington, D.C., to give us training on the most effective ways to engage in social media. Rich Burke of our own Oregon's Western Liberty Network, which is a longtime friend and He's a libertarian, but he's absolutely a passionate believer in liberty on how to be effective. If you want to help somebody in a campaign, there's training to do that. If you want to learn how to navigate, we've got Oregon people talking about how you can navigate the state's website to look at bills during session. And frankly, how you can take action, both state of Oregon and nationally, with the Regulatory Action Center from FreedomWorks. All of that is the first thing. The second thing is we're celebrating Ames Curtwright, even though he passed away a few months ago. We're celebrating his life and his vision for this event. It's a free event, folks. And in that celebration, we are giving away the Ames Curtwright Stand Your Ground Award. And the final thing that we're doing is we're awarding a number of groups are coming together, Oregon Firearms Federation, Timber Unity, Oregonians for Medical Freedom, the Old Believer Community, the Russians, the Slavics, the people that have not been active in Oregon, but are conservatives like us, are now active. We're all coming together to say thank you to those magnificent 11 Republican senators here in Oregon who walked away for 9 days, made a powerful statement. That's leadership. That's standing for your principles and values. So come and join us. Register online on the Oregon Liberty Coalition webpage, OregonLibertyCoalition.com. At the top, you will see there's Gathering of the Eagles / Rally Around the Flag. This is a combined event. Go to OregonLibertyCoalition.com. Register ahead of time. Let us know you're going to be coming. Come and celebrate liberty with us this Saturday from 10 to 3, friends, outside of Jefferson, just south of Salem at the Ames Ranch. 6:30, come on.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. When you've lost the Corvallis Gazette Times, folks, how bad is it for Kate Brown in the middle of a recall to have every major newspaper in the state write an editorial against you? I mean, in all seriousness, shouldn't this be something that speaks to people intuitively, right? I mean, you just kind of know, right? I mean, it would have, you think about it. How hard is it for a liberal newspaper editor like the Corvallis Gazette Times, one of the most liberal papers in the state? How hard is it, do you think, for them to have to write such an editorial? You can see all these editorials, all three of them, from the Corvallis Gazette Times, the Mail Tribune, and the Ben Bulletin. If you go to OregonWatchdog.com, the Corvallis Gazette Times says, "Governor takes advantage of records loophole." That's the headline. Now, if all you ever read was the headline, and maybe you're persuadable, maybe you are willing to consider all points of view, and maybe you're an independent voter, you don't like the Republicans, you don't like the Democrats. You read that headline, what does it say to you? Again, that's something you can use to start a conversation with people. Because you don't even have to necessarily articulate all of the things Kate Brown has done. Just talk about the editors, why it would happen that you would have every major newspaper writing editorials against you for not being, well, for saying one thing and doing another. Because that's what they're saying. Now, everybody, again, if you're talking to a persuadable, probably most of them have had children. They know how that goes. You know how it goes. You don't do as I say, not as I do. Why? Because your kids pick up on it, don't they? And they don't like it. And they tell you, don't they? It's no different when you get older. It's called being honest. It's called being truthful with people. You know, that's one of Donald Trump's flaws is that he's just who he is. Now, why do I say that's a flaw? Well, because it sometimes gets him in trouble. Yeah, I know it. But it's refreshing because he is what he says he is. When he says he's going to pull out of foreign wars, he means it. And he is. Sorta. I don't like what's going on in Syria. I don't like what's going on in Afghanistan. Having spent time in Afghanistan with the Oregon National Guard, Ranger units, I can tell you how important it is that I think we don't send the wrong messages, but he said it. He meant it. He means the things he says. That's refreshing. What people want for a change. When Kate Brown says, I'm going to be transparent as a governor, and then she isn't. And in fact, she demonstrably does a whole bunch of things that are just the opposite. What does that sort of tell people? And then you add in her revenge comment. Tells you a lot about her character. What kind of governor do you want? Someone who will be truthful and will follow through on the things they say they're going to do. I mean, she does follow through on some things. You got to give her that. Her regressive, totalitarian, Marxist agenda, right? Determined to raise taxes on everybody through these backdoor tax increases, like with the, you know, the hidden sales tax, right? The business sales tax that's going to happen here after the first of the year.
Yep.
She's determined to do that. She's determined to go after business because business doesn't take enough and they all have a lot of money. Even the ones who are proud, like the Statesman Journal's story about In-N-Out Burger putting Bible verses on their cups and their wrappers. They're standing up for what they believe. Are we going to stand up for what we believe? Are we going to look at Kate Brown and talk about what she does and her leadership being based on whose principles and whose values? When you've lost the Corvallis Gazette Times, believe me, you've lost it. And what they are saying, in essence, friends, is that Kate Brown is not truthful. You can't trust her because she says one thing and she does another. Now, that bespeaks a lot of things about her character, right? Not just the revenge comment, but it's her arrogance. And the fact that typically over the years, the news media of this state have given Democrats a pass. But not anymore. When you've lost the Corvallis Gazette Times, yeah, you've lost them. Kate Brown's arrogance and those of many of the others in the Democrat Party, this is what you get with monopolies, folks, political monopolies, one-party rule. You get an arrogance. I mean, look at what they did in this last legislative session. Seriously, look at what they did. They basically gave us the middle finger on a whole bunch of things, including the sales tax. They just called it something different. And they're good at that, aren't they? Calling tax increases fees, calling revenue-raising enhancements, which under the Constitution have to start in the House and didn't. They're calling them, well, it doesn't really raise revenue. That's the cap-and-trade scam that provides the governor's slush fund to reward her cronies. I mean, just go on and on and on. Character matters. It really does. 503-589-1220. If you were a business in Oregon, would you be afraid to stand up for your principles and values? Maybe it's faith-based. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just good governance. Hmm? Would you be afraid to do that overtly in public and not fear the public backlash? Is there a reward for that? Is America at a place now? Primarily, I think, in many ways, because hopefully because of prayer, number one, for this great nation and for this state, and yes, for Kate Brown, but also because of Donald Trump's presidency in showing leadership to be who you are and not be afraid to stand up for what you believe. Stand your ground, folks, for the things you believe in. Again, that's the Gathering of the Eagles this Saturday at the Ames Ranch. Go to the Oregon Liberty Coalition webpage, OregonLibertyCoalition.org or .com, I think it is. .com is what it is. At the top, you see Gathering of the Eagles, Rally Around the Flag. It's a combined event this year. We are standing our ground, and we're celebrating the 11 Republican senators in Oregon who walked away for 9 days. They stood their ground. You need to register. It's a free event. You can click on the link. It says agenda here, must register here. If you want to make a donation in memory of Ames Curtwright, for those of you who've been to the previous Gathering of the Eagles, and we've had some good ones. Remember when Herman Cain was there? We had like 1,400 people there. It was huge. Herman Cain was running for president of the United States. His campaign manager was a good friend of mine, and we managed to get him here to Oregon. We're celebrating the Gathering of the Eagles and Ames Curtwright's vision to bring the Founding Fathers' principles of belief in the Bible, in God, in inalienable rights, together with politics. We're going to do that. We're celebrating the Oregon Republican Senate Republicans' 9-day walkout that stopped massive new gun restrictions, stopped cap-and-trade scheme, that stopped forced vaccinations of kids against their parents' will. And we want to build on this energy from Timber Unity and from all these other groups now that are getting involved in politics who maybe haven't before. We want to build on that, folks, because we've got to stand together for what we believe in. It's your opportunity. It's a free event, folks. You can have lunch there. There's going to be a food truck there, hot rod dogs. We've also got corn and apples and that have been donated to us. Again, it's a free event. If you want to make a donation, you can, to help us build the infrastructure, because we want to do this every year. This is for the grassroots. This is grassroots training. You don't get this anywhere else. Go to OregonLibertyCoalition.com. And we'll go to the phones to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling because I've been to the Gathering of the Eagles, and I understand how valuable it is. And about that time when I first went, I decided to start asking people, what command of God is on the Liberty Bell? And out of hundreds and hundreds of people, I have only found 5 people who know the answer.
Rebecca, and let me confess to you, I don't even know what it is, so what is it? Tell the audience.
On the Liberty Bell, our Christian founders put proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And that's a quote out of the Bible, and it's God speaking. And it was put there because our founders were Christians, and they believed that our liberty came from God. And our generation needs to hear it. We don't know what's on our Liberty Bell. The Liberty Bell was an icon of the abolitionist movement.
Thank you, Rebecca. I could not have said it better. Going to a break. 6:48, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, friends. Great to have you with us. Last segment to call, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Proclaim the liberty throughout all the land. Straight out of the Bible. It's on the Liberty Bell. Thank you, Rebecca, for reminding me about that. I totally forgot about it. I bet you probably did too. When you're talking about principles of liberty being timeless and being based on Christian principles of faith, inalienable rights given to us by a creator, not by government, that's something you can remind people. You can ask them that question. Or you could use it as a question starter, right? Conversation starter with people. Now, you don't want to do that unless you want to take somebody to a particular place. Again, persuade the persuadables. And sometimes you do that not by arguing with people, but by posing interesting questions that get people to think. One of the great things about liberty in our system, in our constitutional republic, is that it gives us the ability to do whatever we want to do with our lives, to make decisions for ourselves, like going into business, like Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down in South Commercial in Salem, right next to Safeway. They produce just a great CBD oil product. I think it's of the highest quality because it comes only from Oregon. It's called Canna Shield. That's the brand, Canna Shield. It only comes from Oregon. They only buy it from Oregon. And I'm telling you, you can be assured you're getting the very best product that's there, that's out there. You can go to visit their website, vimsalem.com, vimsalem.com. You can buy online. You don't have to come to their location. But if you do, you can see and buy product readily right there. But go visit their website, vimsalem.com. It's Canna Shield. It's worth it, friends. I use CBD oil, and I buy it from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial. So, the principles of liberty, being willing to stand up for them. If you're a business, do you want to do that? Maybe your business doesn't lend to it. You know, one of the old sayings about business is, you don't talk about politics, you don't talk about religion. Well, depending on the business, the business, rather, that is largely true. But at the same time, how far are you willing to go to stand up for your values? If you believe in faith and you need to share it with people, and do it again, you know, be very careful about how you do that, but be thoughtful about it. Some people, you know, just they're not interested. And they tell you they're not interested. But this is why, in all seriousness, folks, this is why you take the issues of the day. Again, like these three editorials today. Go see them at OregonWatchdog.com. When you've lost the Corvallis Gazette Times, one of the most liberal newspapers in this state, what does it tell you about the honesty of this governor? And is that the kind of governor we want? And if it isn't, what are we going to do about it? Are you going to stand your ground? How would you do that? Sign the recall petitions. That's one of the ways you could do that. And you can encourage others to do it. Go to katebrownrecall.com. That's the Oregon Republican Party website. katebrownrecall.com. Download the petition. If you've got a petition in the mail from the Oregon Republican Party, go get some signatures on it. But you got to hand it in. Bill Currier will be at the Gathering of the Eagles this Saturday. You see, Monday next week is turn-in day. So whether it's flushdownkatebrown.com, Michael Cross's effort, his petition or the Oregon Republican Party's petition. Do sign the petitions, friends. Gathering of the Eagles this Saturday, 10 to 3. Please register for this free event. Go to OregonLibertyCoalition.com. Click on the Gathering of the Eagles at the top. Click on it. Register. Please register so we know who you are. It's a free event. OregonLibertyCoalition.com. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning.
Jeff, I had to call in and give a little humor to end the day.
Okay.
So you know why Corvallis finally fell in line and said, hey, enough is enough. You know, we got to get rid of Kate. Okay, they were concerned that Corvallis was going to do the same thing that Portland is doing and get rid of all the urinals, and therefore they finally jumped over to do what's right.
I didn't even think of that in my... kudos to you, Art, for coming up with a unique perspective about why Corvallis, at least the Gazette Times newspaper, may have finally woke up because they don't want Corvallis $200 million Portland is spending to get rid of urinals. Can you imagine that amount of money? It's insane.
Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, it's so dang stupid. And all of this is under Kate Brown's leadership, my friend.
All right, Art, thank you so much. Yeah, what a great way to end the show today. Gathering of the Eagles, folks, this weekend, this Saturday, 10 to 3, at the Ames Ranch, just outside of Jefferson. It's on top of the mountain. There will be signs out. Please register. Go to OregonLibertyCoalition.com. Click on the Gathering of the Eagles. Scroll down. It's Stand Your Ground is our theme. Please register. Come and celebrate the heritage of liberty. Come and celebrate the 11 Republican senators who walked away for 9 days. Say thank you to them. They're not all going to be there, but a bunch of them are. So please, celebrate liberty. Let's stand our ground together. Let's build on timber unity. Let's build on this new momentum at the most basic grassroots level. Let's stand up for what we believe. And let's help others get there themselves. Be persuasive with people. Persuade the persuadables. Been a great opportunity to share my thoughts with you today. And thank you for those who've responded. Read the things that we talk about. Go to OregonWatchdog.com. It's kind of Oregon's Drudge Report, although without the stupid headlines sometimes. And think about the things we've talked about today. Think about your values and your principles. Think about sharing them with others at the right moment and doing it strategically and thoughtfully. Don't argue and yell at people, especially on social media. Pose thoughtful questions on social media, even. See how that works. Make it a great day, folks. Get out there, and I will see you tomorrow. Be blessed, each and every one of you.